broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
It may not be into it, folks.
Come on.
Why? Why is that?
I'm leaving for Florida in T minus 12 hours and 40 minutes.
You're going to Florida. Jack, going to Las Vegas.
Hate both of you.
Well, right now. What do you think we did with all of our money we made for the families?
Okay.
There we go. There we go.
They're dropping a bomb on Florida. Did you see that?
They are.
Panic.
Perfect.
Panic. When? It's like Hawaii. I mean, it's, you know.
When? Going,
hopefully. Perfect. T-minus whatever. What's the T-minus?
T-minus 12 hours and 45 minutes. This guy is on the road.
You're road.
I'm driving, though.
Oh.
It's perfect because I drive and I get Thursday night and then I kind of wear out a little bit.
Put a little FRA
on. Then I put on Fort Recovery Radio and listen to Reese Bob and Joe and Brunzy bore me to death.
Yep.
Who do they play?
For say a big game tomorrow. Ooh, big.
That is big.
They're really big show.
Well, hey. I'm going to go on a limb here and start calling you guys you're the rocket strappers. I mean, you guys come in here and they sit in this chair right here and they just take off.
Rocket strappers.
Brian Patch, rocket strap. Put a rocket on his back. I mean, goes to New Bremen and just
annihilates.
Lays a smackdown.
They put a smackdown on. First quarter, unbelievable.
I'm
calling out Mike Bayshore. I like the guy a lot. You know, we're tight.
He stopped up here me one after the game.
Boom.
There you go.
Rocket strapper.
Bayshore. I mean, you got to stop it. Stop in, you want to win.
If he come into the big show, sit in this chair right here on a Wednesday night.
You're going to win.
Here's the problem.
I like that, Fee. Stop in if you want to win.
Stop in if you want to win.
Here's the problem.
It's my new slogan.
For sales. Friday night. Could be a toughie. With Petey Judy's sick.
He's sick?
Who? Well, that's not good.
Probably doesn't hurt. I'll bet too much.
I'm going to go on the mumps.
I'm going to go on limb and hurt. I'm going to say close game. And it could be a dub.
Petey Judy's out.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. They, Fort Recovery.
We kind of got their number.
Has a cloud.
There's Arns needs 6 points to bring the all time.
Yeah, yeah.
I say we take him out.
I think.
5 points.
No. No.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
No. No.
You in or out, Spencer?
I'm absolutely out.
Sweep the leg.
Oh, don't. I say you get seven.
Fort Recovery has got to quit being sportsmanship award
winners.
Yeah,
we got to start being tough.
We got to start rooting against everybody.
He breaks the record. I'm going to go on a limb and say he breaks the record.
You think he'll get six?
But not by a lot.
He only needs six.
Do you know what the guy's career average against Fort Recovery is?
10.
It's bad. It's single digits.
It's about six.
He'll have six points in 68 seconds.
Last year.
He'll break the record in 68 seconds.
In two possessions.
Yeah.
That's it.
30-foot
bombs. And
here's my problem with Arns.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, he is a great player.
Oh, I'm
absolutely. I mean, there's just no question. He's the all-time lead scorer in Mac history.
Yeah, he's a good player.
No, you got to stay here because we're going to talk another topic. I want you in on it. Okay, so you ain't got nothing to do anyway. So.
Good call.
The only thing is he's so cocky.
Oh, he's
terrible.
He's hard to like.
He is hard to like. And what happens when he goes to Ohio State?
I know. I love Ohio State.
I know, me too. I said it to you the other day. I said he's going to be hard.
He's probably listening.
That's okay. He probably is.
We're not going to say anything bad about the kid. He's just a cocky.
No.
We've had some cocky players in our time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At least in my time.
Mom and Dad are terrific people, too.
Oh, that's
terrific.
He's probably a terrific kid. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's a body language.
Just the way he does.
The way he carries himself and you know.
As a signing day or whatever. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't walk across the street.
He signed his tennis shoes after the game Saturday at
Flying the Hoops.
Threw them in the stands.
Gave him some little kid.
That's big. That's big right there.
I threw him back at him.
That's missed dunk.
Threw him back at him.
That's a good.
Of course you would, but that little kid thought it was great.
The kid's fired up. I'm throwing him
back. Why wouldn't he be?
It's
an Ohio State player.
Stink.
That is missed dunk esque right there. I mean,
he's a hell of a player.
He is good.
Oh, hang on.
Bless you.
Ooh.
Did you guys hear that on the air or not?
Why would you think we could hear that?
If anybody said, now somebody should say bless you if they're listening. I don't think we got one.
Amish heard that.
Wait a minute, I got out of town.
Yeah, I'll make sure that one.
they're 30 miles away with no radio, and they heard that.
It's from Justin Arnold.
Win money.
Oh, win money. Okay.
Pork won the Queen of Hearts tonight.
All right.
He did.
Second.
Oh, see that? The second card?
$500. He gets like $880.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
That's right up there with the whistle.
Hey, he's a winner, though. He's a winner.
He is a winner.
It's big.
Yeah, for years he could say, I won the Queen of Hearts. Oh, yep. You're the whistle stop? I won the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's a class.
Yep. That is good.
All right.
What's the topic you want to talk
about? You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Here comes the topic.
Your opinion, the greatest team athlete of all time.
Team?
In any sport?
Any sport.
Ever.
Ever.
Team athlete. It just makes everybody else better.
Saying who is the greatest athlete on a team? So I can't say Tiger Woods or somebody like that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Michael Jordan.
Oh, it's hard. Jeez.
Yeah, he'd be pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah. Oscar Robertson, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
There'd be a lot of people that would say something like, talking to
we can hear
Bo Jackson.
Yep.
Bo Jackson. You know?
How about hard to say Bill Russell?
Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers. The guy's got 10 championships.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
5'4", he'd be the worst center in the NBA.
But he wasn't. He was 6'9". So, I mean, you know, and he was as good as...
But think about Bo Jackson went and proved himself in professional baseball.
A two-sport athlete.
Was Deion Sanders.
You know, was major... player it from a football standpoint.
But Bobby said team, you know.
Now listen.
You know, what are you putting into that? I mean, are you talking wins? Are we talking championships? Are we talking makes everybody else better? I mean, you know.
Somebody that made the team
Bobby,
better.
You're bringing, you're throwing LeBron out here pretty soon.
Oh, I would.
Well, if you send a guy anywhere he goes, he wins a championship. I would say you're pretty good.
Let me ask you this. If Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl,
dude, another good one.
He will have won 6 Super Bowls, been to the playoffs 8 times, won 6 Super Bowls. Crazy. Now, he has won 126 playoff games.
Big.
Tom Brady.
Wait, listen.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was drafted in the Major League Baseball 18th round by the Montreal Expos as a left-handed catcher.
Catcher.
Now you think about that.
As a left-handed catcher.
Tom Brady was drafted in the
right-handed.
Think about that.
First of all, if you're a left-handed catcher, somebody has to think about why they ever drafted you. Because you should be a first baseman or right fielder.
Yeah, but Bobby, that's a 19. When was it? When did he play? Oh, he's 40 years old.
When were the Expos in business?
Expos are gone.
1988.
No, I thought you were going to say. I mean, best seventh round pick ever.
1990.
Seventh round pick, big.
Hottest quarterback wife ever. I mean, we could go on and on about, you know, but you know.
Hey, talk to me.
Hey, pretty good.
Pretty
good. How many Super Bowl championships did Bradshaw have today? Of 4?
I'll say Bradshaw would probably be 1.
Maybe. What was the question?
Who is the best team athlete?
Athlete.
And then he qualified by saying who
an athlete. It is a person who can physically do things that
others cannot.
That others can't.
Oh, I mean,
a quarterback is the most physical job, the most physical position.
No.
He is 40 years old.
So good.
Jack Stogler is the smartest Stogler in the family for a reason. Bill's my favorite. You're okay. Jack's the smartest. I mean, athlete. When you talk athlete, I mean,
Randy Diller.
That's big time. But you know, Bo, you two sports. You're all pro in two sports.
Michael Jordan played baseball.
He was not all pro. He was very average.
Deion Sanders was.
Deion was very. He was a good baseball. He was Billy Hamilton.
He was an all-star.
You can't steal first base. You know, it's that. Deion was a swung a banjo.
Deion was.
Bo hit one like the farthest ball. They said he hit it almost out of Kauffman Stadium over the fountains. I mean,
you even look at a Ken Griffey Jr. type guy.
Oh, he never won nothing.
And you aren't.
But you didn't say
yes,
win.
I, no, I
you didn't. No, you didn't. You did not think when we said, because if you go win something, then Bo's got to go. Because Bo didn't win any championships.
He didn't win nothing. Yeah,
but Bob did qualify it by saying that made his team better.
Oh, you put Bo Jackson on your team, you're better.
He said, who was the greatest athlete that played on it?
That is correct.
And then he qualified it.
Because I said wins, and you said, well, you can win. Yeah. You had a mouthful of mush.
Bill Russell was definitely one.
Oh,
he's won 11 Big Ten or NBA
championships.
But you know what, though? I mean, that was at a time when UCLA was winning 10 straight. I mean, it was a different competition back then.
So how does Tom Brady fit into it? Tom Brady has got to be in that.
Yeah, you want to say who is the greatest winner to ever play team sports? Then Tom.
He's in your conversation. He's in the conversation.
Yeah,
you know,
he's in the conversation.
But he's not an athlete. He was drafted 18th round as a left-handed catcher.
You're putting
that's the 18th round.
B was drafted.
I got drafted 17.
In the
19th round.
19 round. He was an ambidextrous catcher too.
So now we're changing this whole thing.
You
were talking about the best player that made the team better. I mean, yeah, winning has a part of it, but
the best athlete in team sports.
Well, if you want athletes have to play. The best athletes play basketball. So, I mean, you want athletes. Freak athletes. I mean,
the best athletes what?
Play basketball.
They play basketball.
That's probably, that's a very good general statement, if not completely.
I mean, that's
at least a very good general statement.
I mean, he's taking the
if
shit.
If you
he's
got an opinion, feel free to call in 516-0702.
And Pele.
And Pele. Yeah. How about Wayne Gretzky?
Gretzky?
Let's take a break. Be right back.
Another hot wife.
Bubba and Fee.
Wayne Street Market.
Which is good base scenario, hot
Wayne
ones.
Street
that's the
Market.
Case, I'm
Wayne
right Market. To the top.
I'm going to give you that one, too.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50 cent wings and boneless wings and 75 cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will host Versailles in a big MAC matchup. On Friday, the boys will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers. Saturday evening, the boys host the Arcanum Trojans. Tomorrow, girls host Versailles. Friday, boys at Versailles. Saturday, the boys host Arcanum. Get to all these games this weekend if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome to Sports Talk 823 on Wednesday night. A little cold outside, but we made it through the bad weather, I believe.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're heading up.
Yep.
Hey, and I got a text in from my good friend of yours, Terry Twaits.
Hello, Twaitsy.
Twaitsy.
Love some Terry Twaits.
Twaits, who's he think?
He says, John Bench.
Johnny Bench?
Johnny Bench. Terry, I love you, man. I love you. Guy's the greatest catcher of all time.
Great hold seven balls.
But yeah, oh, eight.
Seven.
Eight.
Three's plenty.
Seven.
Two's plenty. no. Terry, let's just, I mean, no.
Seven
no.
hand, he didn't have eight balls in his hand. It's seven.
I think he had eight.
But B?
I don't know.
Look it up.
Counting fingers.
I think seven. I think it was seven.
Wait till he'll tell you how many he had.
Yeah. Terry, no. I mean, great good guy, catcher. Great goal, tremendous.
Oh, super.
But I love but you want to go team player. Teammates hated him. I mean, the guy.
JB?
Oh, yeah, hated him.
Why?
He and Pete, they hate each other.
Everybody hated Pete.
Oh, no.
That's because everybody hated Pete.
Yeah, I think Johnny was arrogant, you know.
But yeah.
He was a country western singer, and he can hit a golf ball.
He was on. You ever see Johnny Bench sing?
Oh, yeah.
On Hee Haw?
Hee Haw. Oh, yeah. Yes, he was on. He was on there multiple times.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Not too bad.
Oh, no. Country western singer. Yeah, I think he's got a couple albums.
Let's talk a little bit Indian basketball. We're going to start with the girls' side of the whole stuff. And we had a good week, Pete. Good week.
Good week. Great week.
Seven balls. Thank you, Spencer.
Seven balls.
Good week.
Great week.
Great week.
Had a huge game Thursday over there, number four in the state. And, man, we just
boy, I saw that
we took care of business.
Yeesh. I told you, Rocket Strapper, you come in here, these guys will put a rocket on your back. You just go and just
tell you what,
Brian Patch came in and said, you know, they had to play defense, 20 points, give up 20 points. Are you kidding me?
Oh, they were tremendous.
I mean, and, you know.
Val Mullenkamp
was outstanding.
Yep. Val Mullenkamp. She had a move last night. No kidding. She got the rebound. Dribbled behind her back. Remember?
Yep.
Comes down. Crossover, shoots about a 20-footer, in and out. If she makes it,
greatest shot ever.
And it was in and out. I mean, it was rolled around and around.
Basically a missed dunk is what you're saying. It was
I'm
awesome.
Just telling you, this girl
She's 6 feet tall. Yeah. I mean, that's what's impressive.
And she can knock threes down skills. Wide out.
Yeah, knock down, big. What, two or three threes the other night earlier?
And she handles the ball, like you said, around the back.
And she wasn't doing it to show off. She needed to do that
to
progress down the court.
Right.
And it didn't. She wasn't.
She did the same thing at
Brandon. She didn't even act like it was anything. She just did it.
She's got handles for a big girl.
She's
good.
She's going to be
real. I've liked her since the first time I saw her take a shot.
So we go over to New Bremen, and we lathered Coach Patch up a little bit, told him.
Yeah.
And our girls was ready to play that night, wasn't they?
They were ready to go. They came out of the gate on fire.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun to look over at their coach, because about probably Val's second three or third three, he just puts his hands up. He's like, what do you do?
Yeah, no.
We couldn't miss a shot.
No, we were.
Came out of the gate, what, 17-2, something like that?
Wow.
Well, and Paige Joe's a great kid and a terrific athlete. And again, God love her. Congratulations on her scholarship to that school up north. But bottom line is, she's going to have great memories of Fort Recovery in her senior year. I mean, got beat over here in volleyball. And
got them twice.
And they're probably getting their shot at us, because if you look how that bracket's going to set
up. Looks that way, doesn't it?
Everybody's going to stay away from Minster.
Yep.
We're going to go left or wherever it is. And there's a good chance that we play them again. And,
Well, and again, who's to say? Brian Patch has got a date with Minster here down the road. Again, you play them one at a time. You got a big one, just, you know, with Versailles tomorrow night,
huge
we were talking about. But bottom line is, you know, you take care of business, and maybe they're running from you.
You don't know. That's right.
You know, so we'll see.
Girls basketball's weird.
Yeah, it is. And it's
exactly right. I mean, if they'd happen to go over and play Minster and play them tight, you know, they go in the draw, they might say, we don't want no part for it, Gary. We'll go Minster's way. So, never know.
You know, that's exactly right. You don't.
Well, what we talked about with Brian last week. I mean, the MAC girls basketball is talented.
Pretty good.
Right now. Well, I mean, there's a lot of good teams. And boys and girls as well. But, I mean, girls basketball is really good now.
It is. I agree with that. So, then last night, Fee, we go over to South Adams. And
pretty good team, too.
A pretty good team.
Start home.
They just got done beating Jay County to win their county tournament, which is the first time they've done the league tournament. And the scorekeeper says it's been forever since they won. And they were coming off a big high.
Yeah.
And a game that was pretty sloppy, would you say, Spencey?
Yeah. It wasn't well played all the way through.
I think we were down
25-16. Yes, 9 points down.
And it was one of them deals where we found trouble. We kind of went through the motions. We wasn't very intense.
We weren't. Our girls that played so well against Paige Jones with their feet. Didn't do that in the first half against Dellinger at South Adams. They were using their hands, and they got some fouls called. And as Reese said in the broadcast, those fouls were fouls. They weren't ticky-tack little picking on the girls' fouls. Those were fouls, and they shouldn't have have been doing them. They should have moved their feet, which they did in the second half.
Well, anytime we play anywhere and the refs are going to call it close, that's not to our favor.
No, but the second half, it was like we took control of that game right off the bat in the third quarter. We established.
I know we made a run back quick.
Made a nice run back. Yeah. I think we were down one at the end of three. They were done.
Yeah.
You could see it in their eyes. They were yelling at each other, barking at each other on the bench.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get a chance to listen, but I mean, Brian's team with the girls he's got, tempo is big. I mean, getting out and going. Yeah. We got athletes.
They got zero field goals the second half.
And they had a 6-3 girl.
Foul shot.
And Lily probably played about as bad as she could play the first half.
Yeah.
Really?
She didn't play well. She was indecisive when she got the ball at the post. And the second half, she played about a perfect half defensively. That big girl couldn't do nothing. Yep. Livy beat her to the spot every time.
Yep.
A couple of times, Patch was yelling, and it's amazing how this is a coach's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, but she said, Livy. And she, you know, as a player, you know, she motioned to where she's going, and Patrick said, yeah, that's
it. She knows what she's doing.
And that girl could not get the ball. That girl's about 6'3".
Yeah.
She scored, I think, 20 against Jay Kine. And then we did a great job on her. And then once again, Kai had hit a huge three to put us up by 5. And little one, Kiki, had hit big four free throws. And Val and Gracie. And it was just a good second half. And it was just about what you expect for our team.
It seems to me like, from the beginning to now, we're just getting better every game.
And
you're kind of watching those young girls, just like you said with Livy. I mean, I thought she did a great job against a girl from Jackson Center. I mean, and that girl was 6'3". And pretty darn good, too.
Yep.
I thought she did a great job on her, stopping her.
Well, and Brian mentioned last week, you got 4, 5, 6 girls that can be a leading scorer. You know, and that's the nice thing. He's got a lot of options, and his rotations are good right now. And if somebody's not having a great night, he can go a different direction and feel good about it.
Absolutely.
And that's with seniors all the way down to freshmen.
And I think it was New Bremen that where Gracie just didn't score, and it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, if we had somebody else's turn, and they just did it.
But the best thing is, if those girls will buy in, it could be special for them. You know, that it just because I don't score tonight, you know, doesn't mean I can't get a big defense rebound. I can't get a big defense stop.
Exactly.
I can't make a nice pass. And, you know, and Gracie's played enough basketball that she should understand that by now. It's about winning. You're a senior, and it's win time.
Yep, absolutely.
I agree. We got a few texts coming in here. First of all, Perry Hall. Ruby Waddle. Reese.
Ruby Waddle.
Look this guy up. 1800s baseball player, the greatest athlete ever.
Oh, my God.
Ruby Waddle.
Oh, boy.
Hey. Play for the Ducks?
Perry's bored tonight. Perry, you're in California, for Christ's sake.
I mean, give me at least somebody from California. Is Ruby Waddle from California? I mean, come on, Perry.
Bevo Francis.
Bevo scored 100.
He scored 100.
Met Bevo. I got the autograph ball and picture from Bevo.
Bevo's coach was at the Lions Club meeting.
Yeah.
Really?
Oliver.
Yeah. Oliver
Newt
Bush. Adolph Newt. Oliver Bush.
Newt Oliver. Rio Grande. Scored a hundo. Bevo was actually, it's funny, because when we were in college at Wittenberg, and I was coaching, and we were really, really good, our player's hero was Bevo Francis.
Yeah.
And I mean, and, you know, I was like, who the hell is Bevo
Oliver
Francis?
What?
Rube Waddle. W-D-B-E-L-L.
Newt Oliver. Took him on the road.
And then I got this text from a cocky guy out there that I don't like.
Uh-huh.
Just wondering, I'm tuning in, listening to Fort Recovery Radio tonight, and I just want you to admit for the final time on public airways that you were dead wrong about Thad Mott, and he was a turd, and he should have been fired 5 years ago earlier. First-time listener. Last-time texter.
First-time listener.
First-time listener, last-time texter. Because he's blocked.
Thad started breaking down a few years ago.
He's drunk.
Physically.
Yeah. He got a bad back and bourbon nose.
Bourbon nose.
Bad hip, bad knee. I mean,
he was awesome when he got there. First got there. He brought the
glasses he brought in.
He got them all.
Unreal.
He got everybody.
Unreal.
If you were a top 10 player, you came to Ohio State to visit. Anyway, he got in there to visit.
At least they came and looked,
The Buckeyes play tonight.
Yeah.
Big game.
What time?
At Northwestern,
9 bells.
We're off the air at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we got to shut her down early.
We're in or out or not?
We
got
to go.
I got Jossie Kaiser calling tonight after a game.
Jossie calling? Perfect.
Yeah. Jossie Kaiser.
We got Pig calling.
Pig's supposed to call it on 8:30.
Yeah,
8:30. And I don't know if this has anything to do with being a great athlete that helped his team, but this Rube Waddle. He performed as an alligator wrestler in the offseason.
Yes. You got to put that in.
Right. Come on, Tom Brady. Let's see you grab an alligator.
Exactly.
Because you got 16 Super Bowl rings.
My bad, Perry. Jeff Hobbs apologizes to Perry. My bad. Perry wrestles alligators.
Perry's got to get a life out. He's got to quit listening.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that.
Here's something that wasn't so good about him. He was easily distracted by opposing fans who held up puppies and shiny objects. Which seemed to put him in a trance on the held up puppies and shiny objects.
Shiny objects and puppies.
You gotta love this Rube Waddle.
Where did Perry hear about this cat?
He's part of the Baseball Hall of Fame, it says.
Oh, man.
Inducted in 1946.
Wow. Yeah,
I haven't gotten this anywhere near his.
My guess is he was dead.
Well, yeah, because it said in something about in his young adulthood he was an alcoholic for most of his short adult life.
So he's he just went another step up the ladder.
Really like
my bad. My bad, Perry.
I haven't read anything about his career, but
My bad, Perry.
We gotta get him on the radio.
Alligator wrestler,
call his grandson.
Easily distracted. Yeah. Maybe
he's at Heaven's Gate Bar and Grill.
Maybe he's Donald Trump. Maybe he's Donald Trump. Got distracted by puppies and the shiny objects.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did I have? What else are we talking about? I mean, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Well, we was talking girls, and now the girls go on the Thursday against
huge game.
For sales against they're really good.
You got to win. I mean, you got to win. If you want to win the MAC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fact.
Yeah. Must on our turf. Yep. And I'm not going to be that hurts.
Ooh, that hurts us.
I mean, that's 3 points.
Yep. You're a 3-point music man.
Oh, I don't do the book for the home games.
No. You're music man now.
Hey, classic now. You want classic.
Yeah.
Because I know this person's not listening, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Last night, Fairlawn Jets, ladies, Jets. Not real, real good.
Right.
They've won 4 this year. They won any last year.
Right.
So they have a 27 game losing streak, and they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But. Had a parent come into I was in with the athletic director, he's a basketball coach. We were doing a little X and O on the board at halftime.
Right.
Down by 30 at halftime.
I like it.
And she said, we got to change the music. We got to change the music. If girls cannot get into this, you know, they were, hey, listen now. He played Dancing Queen.
I like it.
YMCA and Sweet Caroline.
Oh, you got to play to that.
It's the classics.
And she said, girls can't get into this. They just can't
get
into it.
I get people, like moms, that'll text me. And like Val Mulcan's mom texts me.
Leslie.
She goes, play Billy Squire or AC/DC.
She wants to rock.
And I'm like, first of all, I don't have any Billy Squire. Oh. They can't play The Stroke. What other song did he sing?
Oh.
Ooh, idol.
I'm a Billy
Squire.
I love Billy Squire.
I like Billy Squire, too, but you can't play The Stroke at a ball game, can you?
Stroke man.
Probably shouldn't. So that eliminates that.
There's got to be another
It
one.
Could be misconstrued. I don't think that it's, if you actually
We're
listen to it,
We're talking about stroking the basketball.
Yeah,
that's why you play that.
Stroke me. Could be through the eyes stroke of a basketball.
Me. Yeah, through the eyes of a basketball player.
Stroke me.
Billy Squire had a kid.
He did. He had another good
one.
I'll tell you in a second here.
I'm with you.
See,
right now, Chuck would have that plan, his other good hit.
He'd have it.
Yeah, I was up getting myself some water.
You were looking for Billy Waddle. Duke Waddle.
Or Waddle.
Ruby Waddle.
Ruby
Waddle. Hey, we got to take a break. It's 25 minutes till the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to come back. We're talking Indian boy basketball.
Yes.
And how we got to get this baby turned around. Right.
Here
this. Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seedbed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 22nd, from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood, no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's blood drive on Monday, January 22nd, between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Well, they couldn't travel. Billy Squire.
Why? Leslie Mollenkamp.
Next time Bobby's at the helm, we're hearing nothing but 80s.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Rock the house.
You keep going. I like that. Next part. Everybody wants you. Right now, Leslie's on her way up here.
Yes. That's what she's been looking for.
Yeah.
But. Squire.
Brenda Wendell's mom.
Kim Wendell Homer.
Nope.
Brenda Wendell.
She's the same way. This music sucks.
Oh, Martin. Dane Martin.
So she hates it.
Absolutely. They want to rock.
I want to rock. We are absolutely, we're going to blow the speakers out of the gym.
So yes. Can you do AC/DC and Kiss and all that? Oh, is that in their realm?
I'm Hell's Bells in the, and I'm not cutting it out.
Nope. We're not going to have it.
And the bitch is back.
Boom. Yeah.
Boom. In or out.
Just don't do that at a girls' game.
Probably should.
I might get them fired up.
We're changing our tone.
Quiet Riot. Give me a little Quiet Riot.
Now, let me ask you this.
Give me a little Twisted Sister.
We're not gonna take it. Hey, let me ask you this. We're 11-1.
11-1.
We're going to
rock
the
boat. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
rock back to Tennessee, Ernie Williams. We ain't messing around.
Hey, rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat. Hughes Corporation? No, that's not that good.
Good job, Spencer.
I think it's Hughes Corporation. They had one that era. That's okay.
We had 1814. Took a little trip.
I played that.
I play all the classics.
Them are classics.
Big
Everybody
John.
Looks at me and be like, stupid.
Yeah. Elvira. John. You fire Elvira.
I love Elvira.
Hey.
In
16 tons.
What do you get?
Goosebumps.
A+. That's an A+.
The kids are looking at you like, the only thing 16 tons we like is how fat you are.
Whoa.
I get no respect.
None.
Get it.
That's unnecessarily cruel.
Size doesn't matter, Bobby.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. What's in here?
Yeah. That's right, baby.
Tick, tick, tick.
In the ticker.
She's about done.
Tenth of state, Brian Patch. Well, tenth of state poll came out today.
Yeah, congratulations, Coach Patch. All right,
we're making a move.
Yeah. All right, I love our girls' team. I mean, I love everybody. I just love life.
Good.
Greece, I love you too.
Oh, easy. Huh? How about our boys?
Love?
You love
them.
How about Barry? Our boys? We got to talk our boys.
We're going to talk boys. What are you thinking, Fee? What are you thinking?
We got to get a little more offense.
It all started last week. When we lost on the Saturday night game with Worthington Christian. Worthington Kilborn.
Yeah. That was
we play them 10 times, we win.
19 out of 20.
We win 19 out of 10.
39 out of 40. Yeah. Actually, you know, it's funny because we had some of your boys last night at doing our game, and it was a war. Our coach was not happy because our girls just got the crap beat out of them. Orn, Dairy Berry.
Oh, yes.
Mangus.
Oh, you get ready, baby. Mangus got them big feet.
Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
Yeah, he runs up.
And he says, hey, I said, you guys been to Fort lately? Mangus says, yeah. Well, I had the Fort Recovery Worthy and Gilborn game the other night. Good ball game.
Yeah.
I said, well, good ball game. We lost.
Yeah. But, you didn't do your job.
Yep. But
do your job. We got to win.
It was a game where I just thought the whole game was going to win.
I did too.
Up 10, up 8.
Yeah just good. Messing around.
Yep. And they kind of got into it there at the end of the third quarter and drifted in.
Had a little spurt.
You said the game winner was not very good defense.
Well, I mean.
Oh, no, you're right in the lane.
Offensive rebound.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You knew what the play was going to come. We hadn't stopped that kid in the fourth quarter. He went straight to the hole. He was about 6'2", 180 pounds.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop him. We didn't take a charge. And he went in there and he missed and he got the stick back.
And the big kid, the big muscle man kid got the
right. Football, yeah. State football kid.
Yep.
And Fort's had a nice run, though, over the last 10 years against D1 and D2 schools.
I know.
Step up glass. I mean, you know.
Should have won that one.
It was a great atmosphere, and we played well.
It's one of those, it's bittersweet because Tommy's coming back. It's for Al. He comes back to the Fort, and, you know, he'd like to see him win, but not against Fort Recovery.
Right.
Because Tommy's an A-plus stick and a good guy.
Right.
And has done a good job there. I mean, he's been there a long time.
18 years.
And
he's been at Kilborn 18 years?
18 years.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. This is his 40th year coach.
I was thinking that not even 10 years ago he was at Eastern Kentucky.
No, he was in Ohio State.
Must have been a while there.
And like I said, when I was at Chillicothe, we played them every year. And Tommy was straight class. I was obviously way before my Fort Recovery time, but we beat him.
You know,
that's all that matters.
Between games, I was up talking to Snodgrass, and we were sitting there and talking about Tom and Tom's background. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about Tom was at Ohio State when Randy Ayers was
Randy
there.
Ayers, yes.
And Tom was actually in the center of how Randy Ayers got fired. I don't know if you knew that or not. It was a duffel bag deal. Giving away duffel bags and whatever it was. And Tom was like the grad assistant at the time,
correct.
I think.
Yeah.
And somehow, and I'm not, no, it wasn't Tom, but he had gave away or gave some equipment to Mark Baker and Baker sold whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that was how Ayers and them guys, that whole staff
was. The demise of the boys.
Because Randy Ayers won.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Ayers got kids there again. He was a lot like Thad Montas.
Yeah, you'd get him there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty much the guy with Jimmy Jackson and all those guys.
Right.
I mean, Randy was the...
Yeah, and Tom had a great gig there, just a great Friday night or Saturday night for you were fabulous on that, Mike. We give you a lot. You're my bud, and we gave you a lot of credit, but I thought the whole thing was done very well.
Well, you make a lot of money for charity. I mean, it's good stuff, but if you're wearing purple, you want to come out with a win. It's a kid's play.
Perfect night would have been a Fort win.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. But you said it right, Jeff. We made a lot of money for charity. We got Tom home, and Al was awesome out there, and very emotional for us, Fee, because...
Yeah, it was.
You know, Coach Al was our... You know, it was amazing. It was a Saturday. And we talked about this. It was a Saturday, and we were 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And I remember walking across the street to Al. Al lived across the street from us, knocking on the door. And I said, are we going to play 5th and 6th grade today, Coach? And Coach looks at me, and he goes, well, I don't think it snowed inside that gym, did it? And I said, no, Coach.
Yeah,
no.
And then you said, can I have an ice cream bar?
I'm like, we're playing 5th and 6th.
We're
I'm
in,
fired up.
Can I have an ice cream bar?
I don't think it snowed in 5th and 6th. What's that ice cream bar mean?
I'm just saying.
Do you like ice cream?
You were a portly youngster, I'm sure.
I was a mother in 5th and 6th grade. I averaged 20 a game.
Good shot.
Shots.
Good growth.
Are you kidding me?
Greatest line. You love this line. This is the Miss Dunks line. Kid comes up to his dad the other night at the game. After the game, he goes, hey, Dad, if I'd have made every shot tonight, I'd have 14. And his dad's a great guy. He goes, you are right, son, and that's good thinking. He goes, but you only had 4. If I'd have made every shot, I'd have 14,
baby. That's right.
Just weren't going in for me.
Nope. That's right.
Nope.
So, you know, we lost that game Friday night. And the great thing about that game was we're coming back Monday to play New Bremen, and we can get our confidence back with a W.
Yeah.
And then we start to meet our schedule. So when they rescheduled that game for Monday, I was like, perfect.
We need that.
Because we got Kilbourne, and I'm thinking we're going to go to 7-3.
Yeah.
And then Bremen, 8-3. And then we start our meet our schedule, and we're flying high. Well, we lost to Kilbourne, and we go to New Bremen, and a game that...
Got out hustled, I thought.
You know what? I agree with you.
I just thought, I think we're just as good a team as they are, if not better.
I'm going to tell you you're better.
And they played hard.
Fairlawn scrimmaged them. And Fairlawn, I would say, won. And Fairlawn's not as good as Fort Recovery talent-wise. But the one thing you know about that coach, I mean, he's edgy. And they play edgy. His guys play edgy.
Oh, they out-physical us.
Oh, we can get a rebound.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched a JV game and a varsity game, and we got out-rebound double.
I mean, think about
how... did you get any stats on the rebounding stats?
No.
Oh, my God.
Nobody does those anymore.
We didn't get a damn rebound.
It's terrible.
No.
Well, and think about how good they were a couple years ago when he had you know, the Manger kid knew he had guys that could play.
He was
right
awesome.
Now he doesn't have guys. He's got a couple athletes. He got a couple decent
kids
football.
Nice players. Not bad.
Football kids, not bad. They're not bad,
but they're not Carson Manger. I mean,
no. And the problem is that our offense, we couldn't score, and that couldn't get. We couldn't set our press up.
Yeah.
Because what we did last year, dominate them in tournament, was we pressed the crap out of them. And when we pressed them, we got right back into that game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, the key is they have no guards.
They got no guards, yeah.
And we couldn't make enough offense to set the press up. And it was just a frustrating game. And I'm sure Coach...
Oh, he has to be frustrated, too.
Yeah, and then, you know, and the thing is you got to get these kids are down now. So you got to build them back up, and then you got this kind of schedule coming up.
Well, and again, you're 6-5, and I've been there, and you don't want to get under the water. You don't want to get where it gets out of control. And, you know, now all of a sudden we lost 4 or 5 in a row, and we're 6-8, you know.
We got a tough game Friday.
And a Saturday game. We can win.
And the Arcanum game at home. I think we can win that one.
They got a good player that...
Yeah.
The hell is that kid's name?
I do not know.
Well, they got Gray. Great kid.
Oh, yeah. He probably was a sophomore.
Yeah, he dunked one on us last year. He's a freshman.
Yeah, and then, I mean, they got a nice young group. Yeah. I mean, they're Marcus Bixler's the coach. He was at Franklin Monroe back in the day when Greg and Cody were here.
Yep.
He does a good job. And he actually has, Jim, he was
Timmerman.
Ansonia's superintendent.
Robeson?
No, Ansonia's superintendent.
I'll shut up.
I'm looking right at him.
Got a lot of names out there. Weber?
Did he wrestle alligators?
Duke Rubble.
Ruby Waddle. But so they've got some good.
What are you talking about, Ansonia's superintendent?
His boy. This is how about this now? This is a great. He was Ansonia and Miss Sinawa's superintendent.
Gray.
No. Gray was at Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, Gray was Franklin Monroe.
Yeah. And lived in Greenville. Sent his kid to Arcanum. I mean, how about that? That's the old
great school.
The old trifecta. Oh, yeah. Beautiful school.
If I was in Dark County.
It's a good school.
I mean, I like Miss Sonoma people.
Oh, yeah. And Sonia people. Earl.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But you're picking. You're going to Franklin Monroe. You're going to Arcanum.
Beautiful. I don't know if I go to Franklin Monroe.
Beautiful new school.
Tri-Village.
No, I would not go to Tri-Village. No.
Why not? Because they wouldn't let you play.
Because you can't get a signal in the building.
That's true.
That's bad.
Yep. We don't want to deal with that. That's bull crap.
Yep. Can't put up with that.
Jim Ashley, thank you very much, Jeff Vaughn. Jim Ashley?
Vaughnie.
You're the man.
Vaughnie Ashley.
Hey,
Vaughnie's JV team's 10-2.
Hey, and Jeff Vaughn, I was giving Jeff Vaughn so much love the other day.
Why?
I know why is the right answer, but when Jackson Center came to town, I told you the guy that is our track coach, and he's our Fairlawn guy, and he...
Robeson?
No, Rube.
Weber.
Rube Waddle. And, he said...
Uh-oh, Leslie Mollenkamp text.
No, I'm a dead man.
Good luck. Uh-oh. We're not helping.
Kenny Tins, listen. Kenny says tip of the hair of the dog. Kenny wants... Oh, that's
hair
good,
of
Kenny.
The dog.
That's getting me thrown in jail.
I thought Kenny would give you who's the greatest athlete.
You can give him a love.
Leslie Mollenkamp, his song, Everybody Wants You, Rock Me Tonight. Rock Me Tonight.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I did say Rock Me Tonight. Yes, I did. Emotions in Motion. Left.
Those are... You can't play that.
Yeah, that's a great song.
I turned that part down.
We're already got people mad at us.
This is why I told my son, His walk-up music should be his senior year.
I don't mess with that.
Now you're
parenting.
Messing with son of a bitch.
That's good parenting.
Strike out every time.
Yeah, there is.
Strike three.
Nice parenting, Harold.
Hey, you got to put an attitude.
38-27, New Bremen beat us on the boards the other night. I thought it was worse. I said it's 38-4.
I'd have been double. It was terrible.
Four, I think. Barber the Stars, Kenny 10, big fan.
Kenny?
Big fan.
Nazareth.
Actually, I'm a Judy 10 fan, but Kenny.
He's all right.
He's, oh, yeah. He's
stats.
So, where did
those stats come from? I didn't see any stats for that game.
Billy Squire?
No, the stats.
He made them up.
The 38-27 rebound.
Jeff Vaughn.
Thank you, Jeff Vaughn.
Okay.
He has no idea.
Hey, Terry Twaits says Jim Ashley, too.
Terry Twaits is on drugs.
I just be happy that
he said Johnny Bench. Did he say seven balls or eight? Did he agree with me or not?
No, he didn't say.
He says the greatest athlete of all time.
He did say he's the greatest athlete
of all time.
Twaits
is gone.
Yeah, he sells like enhancements. I mean, yeah. You know, the guy. So I mean, he's probably on his own.
Planet. I need something.
Well, I mean, you know, cat's got.
I haven't gave up on balking up.
You balking up?
Thick
creatine.
I'm thinking about doing something.
Roids. Yeah. Just go roids.
Roids.
I'm at the age now if my pecker shrimp don't matter.
That's overrated.
I use it anyway. I ain't seen it in 10 years.
Go horse roids. Go the horse pills, the big old, you know.
I'm going, steroids. I'm balking up. I'm back on the juice.
Get on the juice.
It's gotta help.
Yeah. Yep.
Your heart blows up.
We're getting on the juice. Got a great ticker.
Well, until you start doing that.
Your heart's probably ready to blow up now.
Are you nuts?
It's solid.
My blood pressure, 120 over every time I go.
Yeah, 120 over 80.
Cholesterol. My stroke freeze from my stroke I'm having right now. Not too bad.
Cholesterol's good.
I got all kinds of problems.
Is it BP or OD?
Hey, are we gonna big calling or is he out?
I just texted him. Call us. Let's go.
I don't get it.
Hey, and before Pig calls in, I'll tell him when he calls in. In the weight room today, working out after school, get my little, kids got.
Standard had to. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, I don't. Go ahead. No, but there's a track's got workout. Got a youngster. He's a sophomore. And he's got Finley Oiler socks on. They're Nike Elites. I said, hey. I said, Kate, nice socks, brother. Little Finley Oilers. He goes, yeah. He goes, my sister goes to Finley. I said, hey, you ever been up there? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I said, well, there's a kid that I was principal. He goes, I know. He goes, Elijah Colling. And I'm like, that's big.
That's big.
We've never talked about it.
Right.
And he says, yeah. Like, so obviously he's doing some homework on me, too.
Absolutely.
So I should be a little nervous being around this cat. But
yeah.
he had his Finley. Finley,
what are you doing here tonight?
Finley Willer socks on.
Oh. Another car?
Hastings.
How much?
Hastings.
What's going on?
I love this.
I didn't even look at the bill.
No, don't matter anymore. Once it gets to $8,000, it don't matter.
It's tremendous to me right now.
Yeah, it was one of those, you know, it's like you pay your deductible and everything. Free.
Yep.
We have met the deductible
way over. Don't you feel guilty?
The OHS.
How do you feel bad?
Carol made cookie for him the other night.
Dropped
the van off and there was a bag of cookies in there.
How about Rice Krispie treats?
No cookies. I mean cookies.
Nobody ever makes Rice Krispie treats anymore.
No.
Oh, we're good.
We got some at Christmas. They brought the Christmas
Letters.
Tree ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And they had
the Christmas trees is
white
is pie.
Yes.
Oh. It was so good.
God love them.
Yep. That's big.
That big for us.
They were good.
Those were good. I mean, we never get presents up here, though.
Yeah, they're not bringing.
I think we get more than we deserve.
But anyway,
you blow a lot of smoke.
Here's what we're doing. We're changing the music.
Music's changing.
At the girls' basket.
Roiding up.
We're rocking 80s until.
Rockin'.
And I'm wearing a wig. I'm wearing a long
mullet. Mullet.
Long mullet.
Yeah, and new button down shirts.
Yes. Little hair out. Let's get the hair out.
Hey,
in the 80s, did you wear button down shirts?
You going with the
Mr. Yeah, but
Mr.
Then, the people with the mullets didn't really wear the.
We gotta have some changes.
Button down shirts.
You gotta get the midday. Hey, you gotta get the Mr. T starter kit going. Get a couple gold chains with maybe a cross on it.
I ain't got any necklaces. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear a wedding ring.
Well,
you got anything?
You don't wear a mullet either. But you're talking about doing that.
Did you see the referee that got the ball through to him and knocked his toupee off?
No.
ESPN number one.
Oh, it was a
classic.
That is
true.
Oh man,
it is awesome. And the kids on the bench were.
You
gotta see it.
Oh boy.
One of my top.
Oh boy!
Let's take a break. Top of the hour, 9:00.
Pig says it's unavailable right now.
Well, that's great, Neil. I can't get on.
Well, let's see what our problem might
unavailable.
Be.
Unavailable.
It's unavailable. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
It's automatically deducted.
We're working on it.
Elijah Collins.
You pay your bill.
It's automatically taken every month.
Time's tough.
Here, big.
Yeah, it's 15 bucks. Yeah,
we need the biggie.
We need the cheese tray.
Huh?
We'll call him.
We'll call you. There you go.
No, he's got a call.
He's coming.
Well, I will call him if it's not working for him.
No, Chuck.
Judy Tendon. Oh, no. Judy's going to gross me out.
Uh-oh.
Shoot the Thrill. Great basketball song.
Shoot the Thrill. Good call.
We're just going crazy.
Jump by Van Halen. You got to throw that in there.
She says you should play Hair of the Dog is a great Fire the Team Up song.
It is.
You can't play that. It says a bad word, Judy. Yes. She was mad when we played Love Shack.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I know.
She didn't like Love Shack. We can't play S.O.B.
This is S.O.B.
No, not in the gym.
We'll go to jail.
No,
I like it. Let her rip.
I am a huge Judy Tin fan, but Judy, you can't have it both ways, sister.
Can't do something of a bit.
Because she's a...
What else we got? Fire the Team Up. My husband must be... Oh, okay. Kenny. I love Kenny Tin. I don't know how he has good athletes.
Judy Den.
Judy Den never sweated in her life.
She didn't.
No.
She's got a bad
She never had a hair out of place in high school.
She was not beautiful one. In the third grade.
Yeah. Never had to comb her hair.
That's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
She perfect had bad wheels back then, too. I mean, she got bad wheels.
She's just a champ.
She got her new wheels.
Kenny outkicked his coverage.
Oh my God.
Monster outkickage.
We're going to take a break. Top of the hour. 9 o'clock. Coming right back. Big Collie calling in. Johnson Kaiser calling in. We got a big second hour here.
Second half going to be big.
Full Recovery Radio.
Wayne Street Market. And Hastings Auto.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at Versailles and Saturday's boys home game with Arcanum will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $5 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $6.
Yeah.
Shoot the drill, baby.
We're back.
Crank it up, Spencey. These people want to hear this.
They want to rock.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, Judy, Leslie, Brenda Landell, they're all on the dance. They're on the dance floor.
They're all waving her hair around.
Making
flipping her in circles.
Yeah. Judy's not. Judy never brings the same food up here.
Nope. Starving.
I love Judy, but she never brings any food.
I'll be darned. Everybody else.
I got my hair cut last week. Good. And that, you know, Kenny's the greatest. And,
yep.
But the gum Barbara was the stars. Once again, the gum was 1974. Liney measure gum.
Liney still got
Barbara so stars. I cost me
Liney $10. Left. Hey,
guy's not making any money.
$10.
I've seen his 1040. He's not making any money.
$10 at the haircut, and then I got to go straight to the dentist, get my teeth fixed.
Get your teeth fixed.
Hey, I mean, they're in cahoots.
I think they are too.
Barber dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get in there and see Nikki, though. I'm scared.
It'll be okay.
He did it.
I did it.
Massage?
You ever had one?
Oh, she's awesome. Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing her, but
she's awesome. Afraid.
Especially if you're going roid. You got to break that down.
What do you mean?
When you're doing your roids, you're going to pump up.
Is Pig on the air right now?
He's on the phone, yes.
Pig.
Yeah, what's up, Pete?
Hey, buddy!
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we were looking for.
Our Isaac colleague.
How's it going, big fella?
Not too bad. How's it going up there?
Hey, not too bad. We're freezing now. It's cold.
Hey, it's real nice of you to come support your brother at the Hall of Fame. That's real nice.
Yeah, what the hell? Where were you?
I had a basketball game at Lake Erie. I wish I could.
A real brother would have got an Uber.
Yeah.
Brought her home.
A helicopter. That's exactly
copter. Right. There you go.
Right there.
That'd have been bad. Hey. You should have told your old man, get me an Uber.
Tell Luke to get the chopper.
He can't afford it.
He should have got you there. What's going on?
Yeah. Right off his taxes, he got a good accountant.
Can't afford it.
Pig, how's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Pig, I'm proud of you, man. Awesome. What a season you're having.
Great season.
Big, your favorite principal here. Were you listening earlier? Did you hear my Finley Oiler story today about you?
I did not.
Oh, this is classic, man. I'm in the weight room after school and they had track practice, and there's a kid in there, and I have to get you his sister's name because you have to look her up and say hey. But this kid is a sophomore, nice kid. Mom's a substitute teacher. He's got Finley Oiler elite socks on. Have you ever seen those around campus, or do you guys wear those? But I'm serious. And so it's got the F and the oil rigger on it. And I said, hey, sweet Kate, little Finley Oiler socks going there. And he goes, yeah. He goes, my sister. She goes, you know, she's a college student, Finley, so this is a cheap gift I got for Christmas. And I said, yeah. I said, well, hey, I said, you know, I used to be principal. He goes, for recovery. I said, yeah. I said, there's a kid that's on their team, that great player. He goes, I know, Elijah Kolick. I went, whoa.
You're a legend, baby.
You are big time. I mean, you know, this guy, I'm a little nervous now because he must be doing some homework on me too, but I mean, he knows who Elijah Kolick is, so I mean, that's big. Hey, let me help you out. As the second best colleague in the family ever, he had no idea who Greg Kolick was, so I mean, you know, that's the beauty of it.
That's perfect.
You can sleep well tonight. Smart. Yeah, exactly. He is a smart kid.
Pig, you guys are ranked 15th in the nation this week, and you had a nice win against Hillsdale, a place that we always struggle at.
Tough place, yeah.
I don't think we've won up there for the last 5 years. They haven't lost. Hillsdale hasn't lost a home game since early 2016 season. So, man, that is a huge win for you guys.
Yeah, that was a big win. It is tough to go in there and play. They're a good, tough team. They play hard, play very good, sound defense. And luckily, we had a full week to prepare. We didn't play Thursday. So we were able to go in there and execute our game plan. And anytime you hold a team to 50 points, especially a team of their caliber at their place, that's a pretty good job.
Oh, that's great defense, bud.
Yeah.
So you say that so Thursday nights, is that a Saturday? That beat you up a little bit? Probably have dead legs, and if you got to play Thursday and then come right back Saturday and play?
Yeah, it's a little different. Our schedule has been a little weird this year. Normally, because we were halfway through our season before Christmas break, and that's a little odd because I know we had eight or nine games in our conference while some teams only had like four or five conference games.
So you were heavy on that front end.
Yeah. So for like the last 2 weeks, I think we played like three Saturdays ago and then had a full week and then played this Saturday and we have this whole week off and play next Saturday. So it's a little weird. But no, I don't really notice any difference in the leg because we crank it up a little harder in practice.
Yeah.
For the week when we don't play Thursday. So you don't really notice anything with the legs, but.
Pig, you guys, when you go into Hillsdale and I looked at your stats and you guys are leading the league in steals and you're like one of the top teams in the country defensively at steals. Mm-hmm. Is that something that Coach Ernst, is that something he teaches you guys, or is that something because of, you know, you got Solomon who's long out front and even yourself, you know, at 6'4", long arms. Let's talk about how Charlie teaches you guys your defense as far as how you guys have been able to improve defensively.
Yeah, this year especially, we have a lot more depth this year, especially at our guard positions. I know, like, Tommy, freshman, comes off the bench, plays a bunch of minutes. Trey Smith plays a bunch of minutes off the bench at the guard. And Austin Gardner's back, and me and Tease. So I think a lot of times a little bit to do with it. I know Coach this year especially has kind of had us press a little bit more. to try to be more aggressive on the ball, especially with Tommy and Trey off the bench. Those guys are just all over the place, man. I'll tell you what. So those two help. Having those two help a lot, just to spearhead that press. And then obviously Taren is so long and athletic, and me personally, I just try to see my opportunity to get steals when I can. And just, I think with our depth is playing a big part this year.
I'll tell you what, Biggie, the one thing I noticed with you from the beginning year you got there till now, your defense has gotten so good. I mean, it's amazing how hard you play on D, and you understand the concepts of jumping down in there and doubling down. And man, I've just been impressed as heck at seeing you out there.
Thank you.
Well, Elijah, going back to my college coaching days, I know guys like you that if you don't play hard, where are you going to be? If you don't play defensively, exactly. And you have you're a great student of the game, so you're very smart, and not only on the court but off the court. So, that plays into your defensive improvement as well, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, I'm not the most athletic, quick, fast guy, so I try to use my advantages where I have them. And I think, like you said, a lot of that is with my knowledge for the game and knowing where to be at on defense, help side, helping the helper. If someone comes down to help on the big, you got to rotate over to their guy. And just a lot of that plays, a lot of people think of defense just one-on-one, but there's a lot of team defensive aspects that go into that play a big part.
Well, and I'll tell you, too, to add in, you'll be proud of me. I'm wearing my favorite NBA player's jersey tonight, a little Kyle Korver action.
Yeah, he's playing for a while.
And, he hasn't made a shot in a while, but he has a little bit of your type game. And it's amazing, how much better defensively Kyle Korver is when you got guys like LeBron and those guys on your team. As your team has gotten better in the time that you've been at Finley, because, they went through a little downer after, as far as talent-wise, when your brother left and you guys came, and now you've gotten better and gotten back to the level that Finley expects them to be. Can, again, with your brain, you can find your spots. And like you said, you can find passing lanes and find a steal on the weak side when you got guys on the front side that are pretty strong.
Yep, I 100% agree with that, 100%.
So, Piggy, being in a different league now, is it still set up the same deal? We're shooting to get that home field advantage, and is that pretty much throughout the playoffs if we can keep up the perfect record?
Yeah, from what we talk about as a team and talking to, Austin Gardner, my other senior, and everything's the same as far as – so I know our last four games in the regular season are all at home.
Ooh, that's bad.
So, and if we went out this season, we would have the number one seed in our conference, obviously. So we would host the conference tournament. So we would play all those games at home.
Man, that'd be perfect. I love that, because we can get up and see those.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and depending. Automatic bid? I was going to say, sorry for interrupting. Is automatic bid that goes to the tournament winner?
Yeah, there is. Yes. And then depending on, I know we're 15th, I think the other two teams, some other teams in our region, looking at the national tournament would be Ferris State has one loss. I think they're ranked sixth. Bellarmine has one loss. I think they're fifth. So depending on how they play the rest of the year, and if both of those teams stumble a couple games, and if we happen to get the number one seed in the regional tournament, then we'd also host the regional tournament.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
So that would be unbelievable.
That'd be nice.
That would be awesome.
Big, we traveled to Ohio Valley on Saturday in a game that a team you probably don't know a lot about, and they're not very good. What people don't know is they're in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did. We were talking about it with a couple of my teammates the other day.
So I think
it's right into West Virginia, I think.
Yeah, so I didn't give you any new... I didn't surprise you with that. I worked on that stat. I thought I'm going to get it.
Ohio Valley in West Virginia.
Thank you very much.
Makes no sense. Yeah,
that's exactly
it. It is, though, right?
I was surprised when I heard it, so you would have gotten me.
Well, you got a big game there at Ohio Valley. We got to keep winning. And
BMW's
and,
coming, buddy.
I appreciate you calling in tonight. I know you're busy. And
back to school? When does school start?
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So how
much time were you off during break? I mean, I remember those days when you really, as a coach, you can get some good work done. How long was your Christmas break?
We had a week off where I went home and spent a week at home. But I think school-wise, it was about a month.
Nice.
So, Piggy, I mean, you didn't get it come, but how proud of you of your big brother there? I mean, getting inducted into Fort Recovery's Hall of Fame. It was a great night, and he's well deserved for that kid.
Super proud of my brother. I mean, just knowing him so well and growing up with him, just knowing the type of competitor he is and how much work he's put in, he truly deserves it all. And he was such a great, not only a great player basketball wise, but just a great athlete. I mean, when you look at his football record and just baseball, he's truly a great athlete. And for him to get honored that way was pretty awesome. And I wish he could have been there.
It is awesome.
It is. Well, Pig, I can tell you this, is that you will be the only brothers who will be inducted in the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame
you bet your
on
ass
the first-time ballot. And you can bet your butt on that, buddy.
Hopefully.
We're proud of you back here at the Fort.
You betcha, buddy. We're going to get up there, too. Can't wait.
Yep. Yep, sounds good.
Shoot it every time you're open or every once in a while when you're not. Stay colic, baby. Stay colic.
Attaboy.
Hey, see you later, Pig.
See you, Peggy. Thanks for calling.
Let's take a short break. We'll come right back. Hour two.
Wayne Street Market.
I love that kid. Oh.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Make your plans now to attend the 17th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 17th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5, and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 a couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hall at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 17th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 17th.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk 915.
Hey, greatest Elijah Colic story for me is when his senior year, he went through a little, if you remember, I mean, again, both colleagues are 90% free throw shooters for life.
Yep.
And he went through a little run where he missed some free throws. I mean, big free throws. Mm-hmm. And I remember on the air saying, I feel so sorry for that youngster because he's going to be out in the driveway tonight and he's going to be shooting free throws until midnight. And, you know, and it was snowing outside, and I told him that the next day, and he's like, yeah, you're right, Mr. Hobbs. He was Dad wasn't too happy.
I guarantee he was going to work on it a little bit.
God love him.
Oh, yeah. What a neat kid.
He's great.
Thanks
kid.
For calling there, Pigger, too.
Yes, sir.
So we really discussed a lot tonight. We've talked about Indian basketball, swim team's kicking butt.
Swim team is kicking butt. Mindy got them going good.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I love it, man. That's just awesome.
Hey, I'm proud of them.
Doing good. We still ain't made our. We usually do an annual. We got to go to one of them.
We do got to go to one.
We're going to get to one. We'll get there.
We got to get to what's the big one in Jay County?
Yeah, the Mac meter.
Remember where you couldn't find a parking spot?
Yep.
We go there last year.
Oh, swim meets are insane.
No, they had the county wrestling meet, too.
Oh.
Oh, you should see. It was unbelievable. First of all, we walk into the wrestling. We don't know what we're looking for.
There's 3,000 people in there.
Anybody jump off the top turnbuckle?
I've never seen. I would like to do that just to watch it. It's the most intense people I've ever seen. The people up in the crowd are just going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Because they're all juiced up.
Oh, they're all juiced up, fired up.
Nuts.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was awesome. Wrestling.
Jeez. We need wrestling. Parkway's got it.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell because, one, it's like football. It costs a lot of money. I mean, getting mats and getting...
Mats. We got a $15,000 video board. Hey,
don't get Joe Hawk going. Joe Hawk is a wrestling, guru.
Hawk is?
Oh, Hawk-y. Big time.
We got our coach.
The grappler.
Oh, no.
The grappler.
He said he'd donate his time. He said he never had to pay me. I'll do it. Do it for
Remember, what the hell is it, Widman?
Now, wait a minute.
Remember Mr. Widman?
Yes. You're unbelievable.
He was.
You right there are for him to bring that name up.
That's big.
What
was
his first name? I used to start with an S.
Ooh, that's tough. He lost me there. Mr. Whitman.
What era? I've never heard of this person.
80s.
Rube?
No.
Back in the 80s when we were at school.
What was that guy's name?
That's Rube Waddle.
Rube Waddle?
What was it? Widman.
Widman.
Steve Widman.
Widman might be right. He might be right. Somebody will have that one.
Mr. Widman, if you know that dude's name.
Yeah, Bonnie, you shoot me a text here.
Bonnie will know it.
Bonnie will remember.
Widman. That's incredible.
He was big into wrestling. He loved to get phys ed with him. You were going to wrestle.
Not only are you an unbelievable wrench turner.
Yeah, but don't.
The dude's got a memory like a mother, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but how much wrestling was he doing with Mr. Widman?
I mean, I'm not saying that he hadn't swung both ways before, but
swinger, big swinger.
But a dude can—he knows this, you do not have Alzheimer's.
Give me about two more years.
Buckeyes are getting beat.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So, liking that.
Season's over.
No, wait a minute. I'll give the score. We can't see it.
10-6.
10-6.
Northwestern.
Oh, that's early. I love Welsh Shrine Arena.
Oh, it's a great atmosphere.
It is. I love
right
it.
Right on top
of
it.
Yeah, I can't wait to get home and watch the second half.
That's big.
Chris Collins doing a good job. I mean, they've gotten them legit. They're legit.
They're like 12-6.
Got the NCAA tournament last year.
Something like that. They're undefeated in the Big Ten.
No, Northwestern.
Okay. Sorry. They're 15-4, and they should be about 18-1.
I mean, the games that Iowa State lost early, they were winning about half.
Yeah, North Carolina got drilled.
That's the one.
They got drilled.
Butler.
In games.
Butler. They were ahead of Butler.
They blew Butler.
And they were ahead of Northwestern.
Gonzaga.
Thank you.
Gonzaga killed them.
They were ahead of them by like 12 at one time.
No.
Okay. 7 baseballs, and I do stand correct, so I'm going to stop right there. Johnny Bench.
I mean, don't Terry throw Bench. Stuff here.
Steady.
Stat of the day.
Found the misinformation.
Getting back to our athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Super athlete.
Tom Brady. You don't like Tom Brady.
I don't love Tom Brady. I mean, you know.
Tom Brady's 40 years old.
I don't like
that. I mean, you don't like him?
No.
Because he's white?
Because he beats us, wins everything. Hey, guys,
that's old. I mean, if you're a Browns fan, you got to hate him.
Hey, how can you hate Tom Brady?
Bill Belichick. I mean,
Tom Brady's 40 years old.
Cheater.
He looks like he's about
flattening balls.
Crying out loud.
Looks like he's 25.
For crying out loud in the light. Can we play that? Is that an 80s song? Fat Out of Hell.
Ooh,
Meatloaf.
Yeah, meat.
He loved me.
Probably not that song.
Met Meatloaf.
I drove Ray Charles to Columbus Fairgrounds. That's a lie.
Meatloaf was a softball. Do your history here. Was a softball coach in New Jersey, and one of his best players came to Wittenberg. So Meatloaf came to watch
the Meatloaf man,
and he looked like he was definitely in trouble in his life.
I got another stat
about
of the
three,
day.
About three bills. He was going about three bills and looked bad.
Let's hear it.
Okay, go ahead.
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
You guys are gonna love me for this.
Love stat of the day.
We gotta bow our heads for JoJo White.
JoJo White was
a mother. Agree with that? Dave Cowens with the Boston Celtics.
Really good. JoJo White was really good.
He was really good. JoJo MVP. Died yesterday, 71 years old.
He did die.
Yep.
I didn't hear that.
Damn.
Yeah. And you did.
JoJo White, now listen to this.
Okay, listen.
Was drafted in four different things.
Hockey?
Basketball.
Hoops.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Football.
Football.
And the swimming. Military.
Oh.
The military. Oh. Now, think about
not
that.
Hockey. So not hockey?
Four. This dude was drafted in four different.
The draft machine.
Billy. JoJo White.
JoJo.
God rest his soul.
Really good. Really good. I mean, my first.
Four drafts.
My first recollection is basketball, watching Celtics. I mean, Dave Cowens, JoJo White,
yep. JoJo
Nate,
White.
Nate Archibald.
Hondo.
Oh, yeah.
Hondo.
John Havlicek. Pretty solid.
That's solid.
That's good stuff.
You got one TV game. I mean, whatever. We had two channels on TV, and you got a Saturday afternoon.
12-11, Northwestern Ohio State's coming back. Anyway.
Here they come. Here they come.
Yeah. I tell you, I just got to leave for Florida tomorrow.
You're like, you suck.
I mean.
This is your for crying out loud.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
The guy had a great voice. He was a crooner. I mean, he was a crooner.
I love Meatloaf. I matter of fact, a lot of people have said that I sing a lot like him.
Two out of three ain't bad.
I would do anything for you.
Anything for love.
Oh, no. The best one's that the pinball or the dashboard.
Yeah.
Paradise by the dashboard lights.
Yeah.
That's it was long ago and it was far away.
Sing that thing.
Worth I loved it.
Remember that fee? We sang the crap
we
out of it.
Sang that carry.
And we had, no, we not only that, we had the girls eating out of the palm of our hands.
Oh, absolutely. We drive around all time.
Gina Reichert.
Yep.
She loved us.
Yep. Love to hear say.
That's the only one. But other we had. I mean, if hey, we worked at it.
Hey, I was not.
We did.
I wasn't going to refute a thing. I believed every word. Because you still got.
Neil, that's the saddest song I've ever heard. Please say it. I'm about ready to start hugging Harold and Ozzy.
This is unbelievable.
You two both still have old women eating
hey,
your hand.
This is a great beginning of a song.
Oh, this is terrific. I agree.
Leave this on. Turn this up a little bit. We're fired up with this.
Meat.
Let me look.
He had a lot of great lines.
He did.
Right now, all the Leslies, the Judys,
they're hugging.
Brent, they're all fired.
Slow dancing. They're all slow dancing.
They got the lighters out, big lighters
out.
Yeah,
they got the lighters.
Yeah. Kenny's happy with this. Yeah. He turned down.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, let's go.
Well, you were talking. I was trying to.
Because the beginning of this, when it cranks up, that's a good part.
Oh, that's a good part.
And just the title of the other song, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Here we go.
Must have been while you were kissing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, drummer. Tommy Lee over here.
He's unbelievable. No. Tommy Lee.
Barry Hall.
Yep.
Barry Hall.
Barry Hall was great.
Oh, he can drum. Oh, no, he can drum.
He was
Barry
great.
He can drum.
Yeah.
Drummer. He can swim.
What about your Cavs jersey?
Oh, Kyle Korver. Love the guy.
He had Bobrinsky last week.
That's better
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky.
They're playing right now. You got a Blue Jacket score over there, Reese?
Nobody cares.
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares. Nobody knows the troubles I see.
I'm playing that the next game.
Yes.
A good old Negro spiritual.
Is that what it is?
I don't think they're playing.
I thought Jackson said they played tonight.
We probably better not play that one. We should really slow it down the next game.
Yeah.
Oh,
huh? Drive ball crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love ballad after love ballad. Air supply all night.
Oh. Air supply, Barry Manilow. Oh, all night. Yeah. You in or out on that?
Bee Gees. Andy Gibb.
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
Love it. Oh, bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are going to get them girls.
Air supply.
Up.
Air supply and bread all night.
Give us something tomorrow.
No. Air supply.
More love.
Air supply.
Air supply and bread Austin all night.
You ever see that Saturday Night Live skit where real Will Ferrell is, they're doing their, we are air supply. You ever see it?
No, I think I see it.
And they sing to each other and they just start kissing.
Chris Kattan.
Did you see Will Ferrell with Roger Federer?
That's a good one.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
And Johnny Mac's just in there. He's trying not to laugh.
Johnny Mac is 104.
He's awesome. I'm a fan.
Oh, I always love Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. I love Johnny Mac. I agree. So we talked about the greatest athlete. We all agree, Tom Brady.
Okay.
How come nobody says anything about Michael Jordan? I mean, he's the greatest.
He's pretty good.
He's the greatest.
Part of it was we couldn't get a word in edgewise as you throwing Tom Brady at us.
Yeah.
Your TV heavy.
Sorry.
First of all, LeBron James right now can play tight end for the Browns.
Yeah, defensive end.
He'd be the best player we've
LeBron
ever
seen. LeBron James. LeBron James.
Probably a 7-foot-high jumper.
Probably throws a baseball by 90.
Yep. Let me tell you something. What about Kevin Durant?
Freak.
Dude is 7 foot tall. Out there dribbling like he's...
Out dribbling.
He's got handles like when you can't believe
him. Yeah, unbelievable.
I mean, wait till you see this Embiid kid gets a couple. If he stays healthy, I mean, he's 7'3". How about the kid from the Knicks?
Porzingis.
It's unbelievable. He's 7'3", too. I mean,
he's 7'3".
He's big, 6'11".
He's about 6'7".
He's 7-something.
He is not 7'3".
Write it down. Here we go. I'm getting even.
Reese
now.
Bob?
7 baseballs.
No, he's like 6'11".
6'11".
Nope. I'm going to say 7'2".
I'm 6'11".
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Winner. Thank you very much, Reese. 7'3".
Porzingis is not 7'3".
Chris Stapps, Porzingis.
It says it on the Google machine.
Bobby?
He grew a couple inches since I've seen him.
Yeah.
Not even 6'11".
7'3".
He is 7'3"?
Yep. That's what the Google machine tells us.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Thank you very much.
You ever see a guy 7 foot tall in person?
Nope.
No.
We
be nuts over
take it back. We played again. When we played in Europe, there was a couple. No, they were. I mean, they were on club teams. I mean, but they're 7 foot tall.
What do you think? Good joke. Nobody. I didn't hear it.
I didn't. Yeah, you'll go back. Rerun. Albert.
I said, you ever see my 7 foot tall? And, I said, he'd be nuts over you. I know, but you guys are just like, a
foreigner back in Lithuania. That's what he was. He was Lithuania. Yeah.
I hate when I got to laugh at my own jokes. Anybody texting? Nobody cares anymore.
Nope. Everybody's
hey, wait, I got a text.
Quiet tonight.
Perry Hall.
Perry.
Drummer. I was a guitarist. My dad was a drummer.
Oh, okay.
Right. There we go.
See, we know a lot about you, Perry.
Yeah. I'm picturing him
Perry
drumming
can
in
do
my head.
He wanted.
I'm picturing him drumming in
Perry
the pep band.
Perry can play the guitar.
He guitar man.
I don't doubt that. I just
guitar man.
In my head, I'm seeing him playing the drums on the.
There's
the
another song we can play.
Guitar sand.
Guitar man. How's that song go? Music and life was love.
Easy.
Who is that? Yeah.
Oh, that's a bread song.
No, it ain't. Montgomery Gentry.
Okay, well, I know. Then you weren't singing it very well because there's a guitar man thing by Bread or one of those soft rock groups.
Yeah, no, that's a good song.
Which one?
Guitar Man by Bread.
Guitar Man is by Bob Seger. Didn't he have guitar?
Well,
guitar
I don't know, but...
Guitar Man.
That's Guitar Zan. That's a whole different thing.
That's Tom T. Hall.
This is the one that I'm...
Array.
That I thought you were talking... I thought you were singing.
It's a good song.
Guitar Man, baby.
That's Brad.
That's not Brad. That's David Gates.
That is Brad.
Well, yeah. David Gates was the lead singer for Brad. That Brad.
He broke away that time with a little Guitar Man. You can
tell new little Chevy van.
Hugging. Going to make love.
Tommy John's.
Chevy van.
No.
Freddie John's.
Right.
With Billy John's.
It's John's.
Yeah. Chevy.
What do you say it is? Don't look it up.
I thought it was Tommy, but that may not be right.
It's John's something.
It's Bobby or Billy or Tommy.
No, we
got to
do
that.
If you do alphabet, you can figure them all out.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Robert. What song are you talking about?
Robert John.
Robert John's.
Yeah, believe
me. That's sad.
Sad Eyes.
Sad Eyes. Turn the other way. I don't want to see you cry.
That's beautiful.
That was
I had 45. I had the 45.
45.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Albums are coming back.
Vinyl?
Yeah.
Vinyl.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody said they bought their kid one. It was like $25 for one song or something.
Sammy Johns.
Sammy Johns.
That didn't sound right, but that's what
Sammy
it says.
Johns is which one?
Jimmy Johns. Van? You ever have Jimmy Johns?
Solid.
Is it? Never had one.
Jimmy Johns?
Incredible.
Good call. Are they good?
Chevy Van.
The girl a ride in the wagon.
Good.
He walked in. Ain't how it goes?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
That's the words I have in.
That's what I did to Chevy, man.
You ever have a van?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
A big Astro.
Did you have an Astro van when you first got married?
Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah. What about you, Javi? You ever van? Oh, you got the. Yeah, what about nine of them? Right, well, he's driving fees off.
Fee owns it now. We're making payments.
You ever have a van, Spence?
Oh, yeah. Man. We had a big old Ford van back in the 70s with air conditioner. We had a sofa in the back. We just drove around town all the time.
So you remember?
It was awesome.
Classic.
Yeah.
My first day with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Was in shit. Remember Bretzi's old big old Beauville van? It was you, me, and Stoney.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Triple Bait. Quadruple date.
Yeah.
Went to see what movie?
Lonely Guy, wasn't it?
Steve Martin.
My wife, Daisy.
That was the worst date of her life.
Jody Stalker?
No.
Before.
Who's that date? That was Dave Lisa?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Me and Kim, Stoney and Lynn.
Kim had to think you were a keeper.
Stone had Dave Langkamp.
Yes.
And who else?
And Linda Shaneer and Trent Shaney. Chris Shane.
Oh, we're Muncie, right?
Yeah, went to Muncie.
Went to E.
We bought everything.
Yeah, them guys, nobody ever pays back. Me and Phil, you're ahead of money. Kenny's 10 still owes me 13 lunch cards. He borrowed a lunch ticket. Kenny 10 never paid for nothing his whole high school career.
Hey. He's a moocher.
Kenny's
a moocher.
And then the bastard would take you down to his house. He had boxing gloves.
He won the fight.
And he just beat the crap out of you. He said, try this one. And he'd hit me about 4 times. I'd fall down, cry, go on my mom. Hey, you're all right. Well, try this one. He beat the crap out of somebody.
Buckeye's taking over.
Buckeye's up 4.
92.
All right, there we go. I had something I want to talk about. Oh, man. Van. I had the greatest van ever. I had the karaoke van.
Karaoke van.
So I carried all my karaoke stuff at my first start. All right, and we was doing Lima once a week, and we was all over the place.
You and Chester?
And Trent Pearson. So we had this cat named Sassy. And Sassy got sick and was just... everywhere. Wouldn't make the litter box. I mean, it was just Sassy had lost everything.
Sassy explosion.
Look at Sassy's eyeballs were falling out. I mean, it's like Big White.
Ew, Big White.
Yeah. So I'm taking Sassy out to the farm, and I'm taking.
Look, you're the last ride.
I'm just gonna take her out to the barnyard, put her in her barnyard cat because it was time.
Yeah.
So I load cat Sassy, throw her in the back. There's no seats in the karaoke van. So captain seat and passenger seat.
Yep.
So I throw Sassy in the back of the van. All right. Drive her out 49 to this farm. Get out. Open my door up. Sassy's gone. Sassy's not in the van.
Sassy's hiding under the chair.
Perfect. Sassy fell through the wood somewhere. It had some holes in it.
Sassy took a tumble.
I'm calling PETA.
I should be in jail.
Sassy took a beating.
So I'm looking for Sassy. Sassy.
They got smoke on the highway.
They even had food for her. Took some food with me. We put in a pile. I'm going to live for a while. So I couldn't find Sassy. So I'm thinking I probably ran over on the way out. So I'm going back 15 mile an hour down 49. I'm thinking, Sassy, come on, bub. You don't want to go out this way. And I never found Sassy.
It's the vacation with the leash hanging on the back.
Oh, sorry.
Sassy, goodbye.
Let's take one last break. 9:35. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee presented by
Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will host Versailles in a big MAC matchup. On Friday, the boys will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers. Saturday evening, the boys host the Arcanum Trojans. Tomorrow, girls host Versailles. Friday, boys at Versailles. Saturday, the boys host Arcanum. Get to all these games this weekend if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back here, Bubba and Fee. I'm going to do Barry White. I'm going to do with Bill Belichick.
We're just getting ready for Versailles.
I mean, who's on your injured reserve list here this week, Bill?
Gronk should be healthy. Next man up.
We're just getting ready for the next game.
Will Tom Brady be limited at all this week, Bill?
He'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Let me ask you this. You ever seen a football play? A dude miss a guy by 5 feet and score a touchdown.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
It's the most unbelievable. You can think back. Hopefully, I'm alive in 25 years. I was watching that play. I was watching that.
I mean, not only do you miss the guy, you tackle the only guy on your own team.
There's only one guy that can tackle him, and you wipe him out.
And you take him out.
I think he was afraid of a penalty. He was afraid of a penalty.
Oh, guaranteed.
But
still, how about you just let him catch it and tackle him?
Exactly, inbound.
I don't get it.
Play back and tackle him.
Just stand there by the sidelines as he catches it, tackle it.
You know what I love about Twitter?
Let's whiff by 4 miles.
It's the greatest sports talk of all time.
It is a great sport.
It's the greatest sports bar in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's a venue. Yeah, you can get anything you want.
Anything you
want
to know.
Did you see some of the stuff that there's some mean stuff
about that kid? The kid from the Saints.
It said they had one guy going in Saints locker room after the game, and it shows this guy just hitting it. It was the worst play in the history of the NFL.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Oh. It butt fumble.
The game was
Leon Lett.
No, yeah. The butt fumble was awful. But this one, you got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Because, I mean, whoever wins that game is going to be the favorite going
especially with Nick Foles.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me if Drew Brees is taking the Saints to the to Philly this week, you're not saying they're winning.
How about Drew Brees? How mad are you? You're Drew Brees. He just ran him back, got the lead, we're the win.
Just stand there, he just stood there.
10 seconds, game's over.
He's such a class act.
Unreal.
He is a class act.
Unreal.
Golly, that had to hurt.
If I had $100 million, would I be that classy? Is there something that clicks and get?
Let me answer that. No, you wouldn't.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to help. I mean,
but I'd be your buddy
because you got a. I don't know
how classy you got to be.
You got $100 in your pocket, and you're not that classy. So I mean, big offseason for him. I mean, he's a free agent. That was one of the conversations today on the treadmill. I mean, he's making 26 or 28.
That he ain't even talking to anybody else.
His line was, I want to be a Saint as long as the Saints want me.
They want me.
And,
want me a lot.
So if you lowball me, you offer me $20 million. I'm not sure how much. That tells me you don't want me. He's got it. He got paid.
How old is he? He's pushing 40, too.
He's got to be close.
Drew Brees?
Yeah.
He beat Ohio. Hey, we got a phone call.
Boom.
We got a phone call.
Talking about.
Come on.
Hello, you are on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have here?
Hello, this is Jocelyn Kaiser.
Hey, you want a great story? She will know exactly who this is. Jocelyn Kaiser, her dad. Jocelyn, first thing you get, before we even talk basketball, tell these guys what your dad does anytime that a new boy comes over to the house and to take either you or your sister out back in the day.
Shoot him.
No, go ahead, Jocelyn. Tell
him. So back in the day, he brought his gun out.
Yeah, that's a fact. She went to the prom with Jackson Hobbs.
Yeah.
And I pull up to the house, and her dad's got a gun. And I'm going, I mean, if that ain't got you shaking your boots,
Jackson's about half.
Oh, he's scared. Oh, absolutely. He was scared to death anyway. I mean, right. Josh could have kicked his butt.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
Josh, congratulations, kid, on a great season. How do we do tonight?
What's that?
How'd we do tonight?
We lost a tough one. Oh. We played the team of the country, and we were ahead the whole game, and we lost by four.
Oh, tough loss. Was that at home, kid?
Yeah, it was at home.
And did you get on? Did we get some minutes?
I did not get any minutes, but hopefully next time I'll see the floor.
Yep. That's right. Jossie, it's been a kind of a crazy year because you did get quite a bit of playing time early. And
yeah, like the first 10 games, 12 games, I averaged about 15 minutes a game.
Oh, super.
Yeah.
And basically, it comes down to you got in the league and the teams got a little faster and the coach wants to, mm-hmm. you know, he wants to get some faster kids in the lineup. But it also gives you a way where you got to work at, you know, something that you got to work at to get more playing time.
Right. And we got two more kids that just came back from injuries. One of the kids were the freshman of the year in the OAC last year.
Ooh.
And the other kid is a really pretty big post, too. So those two came back also. So we also have more kids. So.
Well, if I know one thing about you, Jossie, you're not going to take it sitting down. You want to play. And you're going to work your butt off to find a way to get back in that lineup and prove to the coach that you belong playing.
Yeah.
So what? From Fort Recovery High School, and you're playing basketball here as a senior in the MAC, and in an awesome conference, to where you're at now. How big a change was it, kid?
It was a pretty big change, I do have to say, because this conference that we're in, it's a really good conference, Coach says it's one of the best conferences in the country for D3, and I believe her. It's really tough, and at first the transition it was pretty hard, like to keep up with the upperclassmen and stuff. But then once you got used to it, like you can see all of us freshmen are getting better and better every day and keeping up with them. So
good.
It's going good.
So we got beat tonight and we're back at them Saturday.
Yep, we play our rival on Saturday at Otterbein.
At Otterbein. That'll be a good one. Is this the second time we've played them?
Yep, this will be the second time. The first time they beat us by a couple points, but
we
it's
them.
Revenge time.
Gotta get them back.
Atta girl. Capital Crusaders, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Jossie, this is a way to get you some playing time tomorrow. You need to go to practice and tell Coach Jeffers that your principal said, as your agent, that you need to play more. Because Dixie and I go back about 30 years working basketball camps together, and her husband's John, and so I'm sure John's probably around a lot because he used to be around a lot. I don't know if he is now. But you say, hey, my principal, who's my agent, said that I need to be playing more. Or else.
That usually doesn't work, but you can try it.
Yeah, you give that a try.
I mean,
I don't know. After tonight, she was kind of
not in a real good. Not real good. Dixie doesn't like to lose. She doesn't like to lose much.
She won a lot of games. She got her 700th win the other night, too.
So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God, that's great. So
at Heidelberg.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about like, your schoolwork and the transition into changing that life, because it's a big lifestyle. And have you decided your major yet?
Yeah, I'm doing middle childhood education for math and science, and then intervention also for K-12.
Oh, good for you.
Perfect. Hey, I know a superintendent that will have a job for you as soon as you're ready. So you just Fairmont Local Schools, Sydney, Ohio. I know a guy. I mean, so just
you do.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you know, knows you're a rock star, and so you just
appreciate it.
Yep.
So mom and dad make it up tonight?
They did not.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Saturday.
Come on, Mom and Dad. What the heck? They're coming up Saturday?
Yep.
What time you play Saturday?
3:00.
We have got to get to a game.
Oh, hey.
We suck.
You've got to win Saturday, because trust me, we hate Otterbein. I mean, I wasn't a Capital Crusader. I mean, actually, Coach Goodwin is one of my best friends. So wander through practice, and I'm sure, you know, the men's and women's, you know, they got out of that rivalry. But, you know, it's bottom line, Coach Goodwin's a great guy, and we hate Otterbein.
I mean, it's a nursing home over here by the lake. You should win.
Yeah, we hate them.
Just push them all in the lake.
We hate Otterbein.
That's a different Otterbein, Bob.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Otterbein Cardinals.
Otterbein Cardinals? It's in Columbus, right?
Yeah, Westerville. Reich Center. Oh, shit. Hate that. I hate those.
Bad?
Oh.
No good?
I'm a Wittenberg Tiger, so I mean, we hate Otterbein.
Josh, so are you playing it? Are you forward to two guard? Where they got you?
I'm at a forward and a post.
Okay.
Really?
And how's the stroke? You still lighted up?
Yeah, coach put in some plays for me, so then, like, since the post would be guarding me, I could shoot from the outside and or drive by them if I wanted to.
That's a good matchup because, I mean, again, out, your physical strength and works fine for being a post and being able to guard, but you have a skill set that, again, if somebody you play that four, that somebody can you can get around them. So that's good stuff.
You ever cut dog's hair?
I do not.
Your mom does.
I stay out of there.
You don't ever go there to help. I mean, you ever just go in there and say, let me try it.
Hey, Josh, were you listening at all? Did you hear what, I mean, Bubba was talking about? He ran over his cat. He dropped his cat out the bottom of his van.
It was bad, Josh.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking about calling PETA. What do you think?
With Bob, yeah, I think so.
Whoa! That's what I'm talking about. Hey, another thing. Who had the best Christmas lights on the neighborhood this year? Come on.
I don't know. You're getting better year by year.
Thank you. We're learning. I mean, it's a process. Well, I really
it wasn't Brent Niekamp. I'm hoping
Brent's got a. It's either Tim or Brent.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a rivalry.
They're both solid down there.
Yeah, they think they're cool.
Yeah,
they really do. So
three brightest houses down there.
So what's our record now, kid?
We're 8-8.
8-8.
8-8.
We're 8-8. So
yeah.
going into the season, was we middle pack, like what did everybody think?
Going into the season?
Yeah, what was our expectations?
Who was the preseason favorite?
Our expectations. Well, we knew that like we weren't gonna be as experienced because we do not have very many upperclassmen. Like she usually has about 2 to 3 freshmen in at a time, because we have a lot of freshmen, and we only have one senior, junior, and 5 sophomores, and the rest are freshmen.
So
we knew that we're not going to be experienced, but we have a lot of skill.
Yeah.
So with that, like, we know that we can be good, but we just need to work up on the experience and grow up, basically. What
she's sharp. There you go, girl.
Sharp kid.
Yeah, who's leading the OAC, Josh?
Ohio Northern.
Oh, the Polar Bears.
Polar Bears have been good for quite some time.
They have been good.
Yes.
So is there anybody that you play against that, you guys didn't play Whitney's team, did you?
No, we don't play against them. They're in the NAIA.
Yeah. I didn't know if you played them preseason or anything like that, went over there and played them.
No.
Is there any MAC schools you play against, that girls that you played against?
We played, Wilmington the other night, and there's a girl from Minster on Wilmington team. I can't remember her name, but there was a girl from Minster on Wilmington. But
did we beat them?
I think yes, we beat
them
by 30.
At Wilmington.
Clobbered
them.
Put it to them.
At Wilmington.
The Herman Court. Used to be YMCA. Yeah. That's nice place.
Big. So how's the transition into college life, kid? Are you adapting well?
It was overwhelming at first, but I'm doing good. It's
a girl.
The first couple weeks was a transition, but I got used to it, and here I am. I like it. I like it here.
How's
the
grades?
So. Grades are good.
Hey, girl.
3.4.
Oh, that a girl.
Superstar.
That's hey, perfect.
I'm telling you, people that are so proud of you, that people, where you came from when you were in junior high, and I mean,
to where she's at now.
Josh, I remember going over and having to help get you out of a car because you didn't want to come to school. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, you're a rock star. I'm so proud of you, and I know everybody in this town and how proud your mom and dad are of you. And again, like I said, I know the best thing about you is you're going to fight your tail off to find ways to get in that lineup. And again, just so proud of you that things are going well school wise.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, kid. Thanks, we wish you the best of luck, man. Call anytime you want. Thank Wednesday you. Nights.
Yep. Wednesday nights, we love to hear from you.
Jossie, you're awesome, man. Right. Don't forget now, you tell Coach Jeffers that Mr. Hobbs said hello.
We got to get her on the floor.
She's awesome.
We got to get her out there.
Dixie's good. Great coach.
Hey, thanks, Joss.
See you, Joss.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Joss Kaiser calling in. God love her. How do you not root for that girl?
She's awesome.
She's another girl who just listened to her talk. I mean, it's amazing how sharp kids are.
And I'm not kidding you, 100%. I mean, Jossie went through some anxiety issues. And just good for her. I mean, good for her parents. I mean, gosh, they just worked so hard with her and so proud of her. I mean, she again, this is the kind of, again, you know, I'm a homer. We love the Fort Recovery Indians. That's what Fort Recovery does, because again, just the love and the friendship and, you know, to help her grow. And then when she got to high school, you would never know there was any different than her or anybody else. You unbelievable.
She is a champ.
And now to be in Columbus in a big city, in the biggest city in the state, and doing well.
Adapting well.
On the Dean's list. I mean, that's big time.
I agree with you. All right, so let's recap our show tonight. We agree Tom Brady's greatest player. Team V of all time. Yep. Agree. Johnny Bench can hold 7 balls, not 8.
Correct.
Yep.
Chris Daft Porzingis is 7'3".
Dude is 7'3". I've seen it. Googled it.
Big boy.
He's tall.
He tall.
Buckeyes are winning.
Buckeyes are up 10.
Buckeyes.
Hey, last week, what was your Super Bowl pick? Because mine's still alive. Minnesota Vikings. The miracle.
I have who? I don't know.
You probably picked the Steelers.
I knew I took New England because I got them winning the whole thing.
You didn't pick the Browns?
Hey, stay tuned.
I mean, clown friend. I mean, who are you drafting? You drafting
one of the Barkley?
Saquon?
Absolutely. First pick. Then let whichever quarterback falls to you.
Really? So you don't think Barkley's available at 4?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Think he's gone?
You can't. You got to get him.
I don't want to lose
take him.
Huh? You with me? Barkley. Jose Fowler says you absolutely can't take a running back?
Running back.
Barkley, then, yeah. Who's the last running back that was taking a 1?
I don't.
Kajana Carter. Another Penn State.
I mean, if you're going to make a push for Cousins, are you going to waste that 4th pick on a...
You're going to make a push for Cousins or Alex Smith. You got to get one of them, too.
I agree, but are you... I mean,
are you going to make that 4th pick, that quarterback?
Darnold or Rosen? You are?
I am.
Well, Rosen, they say he's a lock. He's Andrew Luck.
Yeah, look at Andrew Luck.
Yeah, when's the last time that guy played? He just got his coach fired. I mean,
McDaniels is going to get that head job, it sounds like.
Is it Josh McDaniels? You take
a nice pick.
Tennessee or the Colts? If you're McDaniel.
I'm taking a Colts.
If.
Oh, yeah. You
Luck,
luck,
luck, is, healthy. Right. Luck is healthy. If not, you got to
be Colts have cap space. Colts have ungodly amount of cap space.
They got Jim Irsay in charge.
And Jim's on pills. You need anything?
Check him out.
Irsay. I want to thank everybody for listening. We got a big week, folks. Yeah, we got for sales week. Tomorrow night.
Sales week.
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Florida. And I'll be thinking about you. Billsy's setting in next week.
Billsy coming in?
Yeah, because Hobbs will probably be here.
I'm sure he's going to be in the car.
This is unbelievable. I think he's doing it on purpose because he loves you.
I think he does. I love it.
You putting sugar in your gas tank or what are you doing? Banana in your exhaust?
That's got to hurt.
Banana in exhaust.
Oh. What show was it that stuck a banana in exhaust?
Beverly Hills Cop. Thank you very much.
Name of that show. Harold Faulkemeyer.
Yep. That's right.
I'm dumb.
Sometimes that's hard to
it is
prove.
Tough to say.
It would be Jody Stogler.
It's 80s hard rock tomorrow, Chuck. Be ready. Let's go.
We are rocking the Fortsight.
Hey, that's one thing you left off the list.
No, that was my last thing. Yeah. We are going to rock the Fortsight like it's never been rocked before.
This is going to be the number one song they'll play.
Oh, yeah.
We're rocking the fort. What this song is leading.
Make it with you.
I'll be rocking the fort.
You can't turn this off. You got to keep going. I'm about to cry. I got the cockles of my heart warmed up.
Bread. I love bread.
Huh?
It'll be bread and air supply back to back,
all night long. We're going to bore the other team to sleep and win the game. Only time will
tell. This will fire them up.
Things that I do. Then you'll see it through.
Every husband and wife is going to be making out the whole...
Yeah, nobody's even going to watch the game.
Hey, give me a little Forever and Ever, amen, before we go. Let's see if I can find that.
If we're karaoke, you're on the way out. You still got 5 minutes.
Oh, we got all
five.
Bob Stoller.
Some nights this thing goes on to 11 when you hear the music.
Greatest Randy Travis sound like of all time.
I want to make it with you. Reese, I'm singing that to you.
Here we go. There's times I think this is Bob Stoller, not Randy Travis.
I tell you, you may think that I'm... Remember Randy after they found him naked along the road?
Oh, that's awesome. Great. Brought him in there.
He's slobbering.
That was a great mug.
Get it, Bobby. Go.
I hate when the pressure's on.
No, do it.
Okay. I mean, wipe this white stuff off the side of my mouth.
It's slob rock.
I hate when Mr. Grimm always said that.
Great slob.
Had that white. You got any teachers that got the white stuff on the side of their mouth? What do you do with that? You can say, you always, hey, you go,
get it. Come on, Randy.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
Until the day that I die.
love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old friends sit and talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful.
About 5 minutes.
Oh, this is good stuff. The end of this song. Keep going, Spencer. This is good stuff.
One of the best karaoke things I heard, I think that was one of yours, was when Bob Kanapke sang King of the Road.
Bob Kanapke had a panty dropper. You remember Bob Kanapke?
Yeah, he could always sing Randy Travis.
Randy too? Yeah, he and Randy Travis the hell.
He did the King of the Road.
No prayers. Ain't got no cigarettes on, but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 bolted room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
Randy Travis on the CMAs a couple years ago because he can't speak. And
they brought him up every night, holding him up.
He said, amen. Yeah. He sang his song.
I know every engineer on every train.
See, now how can people, when we play this stuff, bitch about it?
It's unreal. You guys turned me on to this.
This stuff's awesome.
You agree, Scott? Timeouts of Pepper
Fair. Because the kids hate it.
Kids hate it, and it's unbelievable how you get 40 people come from that stand. Yeah. Best music I've ever heard.
They come down.
It's going by and tap
I love it here.
Best music.
Everybody on the road, love it here. Love it here. Music's awesome.
That is exactly right.
It's a class.
Hey, right after they say, that guy should turn the microphone down because he's a homer.
Yeah. First they're punching me in the head.
Turn it down.
You loser. Hey, great music.
But the music's awesome.
They hate feet.
They hate me, but they love the music.
For salespeople especially.
Oh, my God, they hate Harold.
Hate me. I might announce
my. You announced the home basket's louder than you. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Moron.
Have you been to any other gym in the back?
Yes, I did.
And can you announce the cheerleaders for it?
No.
We can. We're just not going to do it.
We could do it.
We can.
I can't pronounce half the names right
now. But we can do it like halfway through the warm-ups.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, we can sneak it
just
in.
Just say, hey, let's introduce our cheerleaders.
Hello, the cheerleaders.
You can try with the different voices.
Flipper.
There she goes. I don't, and it's nice to say all the stuff that the places say, but when it's time to get the game started, you don't need a three-minute talk before the national anthem.
I agree.
That's all nice.
We live in a great country.
And that's not
true. You don't use that, do you?
No, he won't do it, but every time I was the voice,
we live in a great country. Yeah. And I don't mind that so much. It's the one with the OHSAA that everybody used to read, and that just got sports and old.
Now we got the new
on it goes.
And the national anthem is 2:46 long.
It's a long, guys.
It is too long.
That is long.
I almost pee my pants sitting there.
Because you're so excited?
I'm standing up.
No, I can't control it that long.
Yeah, I am.
I'm close to wearing defense again.
Defense.
The Marine Corps band doing it is like 1:08 or something like
that. Last night's version at South Adams was some country harmon. I don't know who it was.
Somebody did the Dixie Chicks are about 4 hours too.
I hate the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
No.
Whitney Houston.
Melanie Maine.
Melanie.
Yeah. Not Melanie. Maine, the blonde haired. Always loved her. Yeah. All cute as 10 speckled puppies, but she grossed out the president.
Grossed out the president, that's it.
Yeah, he can't gross out the president.
Nope.
He's physically fit.
He's,
he's a genius. What do you call himself? Something genius.
Yeah.
The guy's nuts.
Oh,
yeah.
But he gets a zero. Everybody hates him. The media is.
How can you not hate him? He keeps blabbing
stuff
that he doesn't need to say.
Love him.
Every time he gets people on his side, he just says something that gets them mad at him.
He don't give a rat. He could give two craps.
Yep.
Huh?
A goat.
Natalie Maines. Nice. Emily Robinson.
Buckeye.
Mark McGuire.
No. Who else?
Natalie Maines.
Natalie Maines.
Emily Robinson.
Reese is ready to go. Ready to go.
Marley McGuire.
Going once. Buckeyes.
You get paid for this, Reese?
$100.
$1,000.
Not bad.
Holy not bad. Cow. Wow, I need to renegotiate.
In pennies.
Negotiation.
That's a lot. I need to bring a wheelbarrow, but yeah.
Then you get to take a globe home every year.
Yep.
The globe. You ever looked at that?
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I was checking it out today.
Floating globe, yeah.
Get a little shaky.
I was wondering.
That ain't a floating globe, is it?
It's floating.
Magnetic.
It's not attached to the top or the bottom.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's awesome.
Well, it's been there for
I thought there was
months.
A string on top.
No, there's no string on the top. It's magnetic.
It's like my dog when he's got a
Your dog got the shimmies going?
It's a shimmy.
I get all kinds of stuff happening to me. There's a guy. You listen to Bob and Tom this week. You ever listen to Bob and Tom?
I listen all the time, but I haven't listened in a while.
So Josh Arnold took over for Bob.
Yeah.
And Josh is a big boy. Okay.
So, is that permanent? Or?
Yeah, and he's a comedian, but he's great.
I didn't know Bob was retired. Bob, I haven't listened for ever.
So Josh was talking about, there's the one, you know, they always do the story, weird story.
Yeah.
About this girl who, or this guy who, they found him collapsed because a girl gave him a hickey. And he passed out and was laying on the ground. And the cops came up. And Josh Arnold said, if that was me, they said he died a happy man. The cops would say he died a happy man. And Tom goes, more chalk. I about died laughing. That guy died a happy man. More chalk. As if one piece of chalk ain't enough because I'm enormous. We want to thank Wayne Street Markets. We want to thank all the guys who called in. Pig, Joss. Yes.
Great.
Hobby, thanks for coming up. Fee, you're awesome as normal.
Awesome.
Indians, big week. Carry it for me, boys. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Go purple. Go purple.
That's right. I'll be thinking about you guys in Florida.
Yeah.
No, you won't. We'll be thinking about you, too.
I'm calling in next
call
Wednesday.
Call in next Saturday. Next Wednesday.
I'm calling in.
Okay.
Call in.
Well, we got caller ID.
I love you guys.
See you, boys.
See you, kids. Wayne Street.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.